Griffin, let's get up here and get some microphones.
John Hotsey, our founder, made certificates that are keepsakes for all of our contestants that showed up today with art by John Griffin on it. Elaine, I'd like to give you this certificate as a keepsake.
And thank you very much.
Pretty cool string
wonder there.
And Elaine, if you'd step in the mic and just tell us a little bit, just a little bit about the inspiration for your song. It's true to John Hartford. So what?
Oh,
are you a John Hartford fan?
I am, absolutely. Yeah, I grew up with bluegrass. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, we're glad you came. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Say something.
I guess it's just about tough times everyone goes through. I had a pretty rough year last year and moved around a bit trying to find what I'm going to do next with my life post-college and everything. So this is just kind of a reminder to just keep rolling on.
Just like John did.
Just like John.
Well, we're glad to have you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll see you. Lane Siliga from the Cleveland area. And our next songwriter is no stranger. She's been here at every festival. She's been in every showcase. And she's a really wonderful songwriter, and we're going to bring her up with her buddies who helped us out earlier. Laid back. That's what we're all about. So you don't have to run, hey. Dan doesn't care how long we take. Do you, Dan? He has one of those hooks, you know, so he can take us off the stage. But Allie wrote a song from the standpoint, and it's called Teaching Your Hands to Do What He Hears in His Head.